This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
States saw the biggest terror attack on our domestic soil in our history. And I was there covering it live as it unfolded. Dr. Steve Pachinik will join us on the specifics of 9/11 and some of the top generals he talked to that were fully aware of how the terror attacks were carried out by criminal elements inside our government working with radical Islam. That is coming up. The Hodge twins will also be joining us today, and I also intend to try to open the phones up. It is September 11th, Friday, September 11th. The year is 2020. We're 52 days out right now, and I have seen Trump very few times get a tear in his eye, but he certainly did that yesterday in Michigan when the crowd was chanting that they love him because you know, he needs that energy because he's under massive attack, and he also needs our prayers. Here's the president who had to fight back tears.
Especially when you have a crowd like this. But they're like this. They have such spirit in this country. People love our country so much. I went to Texas. I went to Ohio. I went to Florida. It's always like this. They love our country. And we're not going to disappoint anybody. We're not disappointing them. For years, you had a president who apologized for America.
There's a big article up on Infowars.com with a former high-level CIA analyst predicting absolute violence and carnage if Trump wins, but even more violence if he loses because the communist mob's going to try to take control of the Biden administration. And that's why Soros and the deep state are putting Biden in, they hope, because he's weak. And I concur with that analysis. We'll be talking about that coming up next segment. But the big thing we're going to break down right up front here today is they've tried to brand the Chinese communist Wuhan virus as the European virus, as the Trump virus, as the American virus. And now they're claiming, because Trump, most of the stuff in Woodward's book is a fraud, but Trump early on said, boy, it does look deadly. They were saying it killed 4% of people. We said it might actually be deadly. We didn't know. Then things changed as we learned that they'd hyped it up and exaggerated it to a level of fraud. They're acting like now he's behind the virus and he killed 190,000 people. When, again, most of those died of something else. It's just incredible fraud. But they're running around saying it's the end of Trump. He's in deep trouble. Here's some of the sickening press conference yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
such
now?
Such a terrible question and the phraseology. I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm. We can't be panicked. I knew that the tapes were there. These were a series of phone calls that we had, mostly phone calls. And Bob Woodward is somebody that I respect just from hearing the name for many, many years, not knowing too much about his work, not caring about his work. But I thought it would be interesting to talk to him for a period of, you know, calls. So we did that. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't even know if the book is good or bad. But certainly if he thought that was a bad statement, he would have reported it because he thinks that, you know, you don't want to have anybody that is going to suffer medically because of some fact. And he didn't report it because he didn't think it was
Here's what's really going on. They told us 4% were going to die, then 2%, then 1%. And the best numbers we've got vary, but it's 0.000 and then a few numbers after it. And some areas even lower. Like in Australia, less than 80 people died of COVID-19 when you take out comorbidity. Did you hear what I just said? Less than 100 have died in the major island of Hawaii. They don't care. They just keep hyping the fear. And now the flu's coming that really kills people, and they're saying, oh, we're going to lock down over that too. It's never going to end, folks. The masks don't come off until you refuse to wear them. The answer is when they started beating up that woman, the Spanish police, the people started beating them up. That's the answer to communists. Don't submit to them. Stay with us. Are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. They try to confuse our young 18-year-olds to serve evil and to join corruption and to reject God and their families. A lot of 18-year-olds are adults mentally, and they know how to refuse corruption. But what if you're 3 years old? You're being raped by a liberal devil worshiper. Well, then you have your innocence ruined for life, and statistically, you end up about half the time being a pedophile yourself. We got articles out today, mainstream news, men raping babies on video. It's the new liberal trendy thing to do and pass it around. And the media is defending it. Now, I wasn't going to cover this today because it was too disgusting until I was watching when I got up about 5 a.m. this morning, the Anna Lorraine host election countdown last night, and I didn't know that a major movie star, actress, you name it. I've actually seen a few of her things. I'm a fan of her husband. Blake Lively came out and talked about how Hollywood is into raping newborn babies. Their favorite thing is when they still have the umbilical cord attached to them. Now, that's the kind of stuff I'm aware of from what's come out in police reports over the years, snuff films, things you don't really see in the news, but comes out in court. And she talks about the law enforcement she's talked to that witnesses these devil worshippers raping newborn babies. Because they have women that specially breed to have the babies. Then they rape them in a satanic ritual. And, you know, I'm sorry to have to start the show like that for you. But, you know, I was wrestling with whether I should cover this or not. And I didn't watch her show last night. I usually do. And I just thought I better tell people about it. So we'll cover that later in this hour. But the full breakdown by Deanna Lorraine is posted on InfoWars.com. Blake Lively gives emotional speech on child pornography. The systematic pedophile agenda is exposing itself in the world. That's the headline that Deanna Lorraine gave it. It's at band.video. So this is all coming out. And without even intending to cover this today, I sent him the video, but I probably wasn't going to cover it. I had two articles in my stack about raping babies and videotaping it and passing it around. And I thought, you know, I better cover it. That's without looking for this. It's just everywhere. Can you imagine the police that have to look at this stuff? I've talked to some of them, and General Flynn's lawyer has talked to them, and it is horrific to have to look at a bunch of people that look like Brian Stelter with big demon smiles on their faces doing these type of things. I'm not saying Brian Stelter does it. I'm just saying they look like Brian Stelter. God help us. Just absolutely God help us. The bottomless pit means there's no bottom to it. There's no levels that they won't sink to. They like it. They enjoy it. Oh. And by the way, they don't just rape these babies. They torture the living hell out of them and kill them. So that's all coming up. And, you know, we can't let this get us down. There's big articles out today that the already record suicides have now broken other records. And the number of people considering suicide's broken records. And when you go look at who they are, they're military, they're police, they're Christians, they're hardworking. White men is the largest group who are giving up on society, but it's black men, brown men, it's everybody, it's men. And they kill themselves because they can't handle the immorality. You need to stand up for the children. You need to prosecute and go after the globalists. You want to politically and economically, and then when the time comes, if they keep pushing this physical stuff, physically, we make them pay. We don't pay. You don't kill yourself. You throw yourself at the enemy. But people with conscience are the ones killing themselves because they can't handle it. Don't kill yourself. That's a coward's way out, and I'm not blaming folks that do it. I'm just saying, don't. You fight corruption. You get involved going up against the enemy. You're not going to be depressed anymore. You're going to have that hunger that an attack dog has when it's going after the enemy. Give into that God's spirit of vengeance, because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, but God has instruments of vengeance. So stop caring what people think. Stop caring about the world saying you don't have status. Stop caring about how nice your car is, or, you know, if your wife's broken up with you and your kid's got problems. Just stay in the fight. Don't blow your head off, whether you're black or white, old or young. We'll talk about some of that. But what I'll do is start of the next segment is I'll get into the huge news of them pinning COVID-19 on the president and twisting something Bob Woodward said, that, oh, Trump thought the virus was deadly back in February and March. Well, the news said it was killing 4% of people. That's ultra deadly. Turned out it was a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. And then Trump changed his view, properly so. I said, looks like it's overblown, but boy, we better get ready. With the scenes of end of the world, we were witnessing that we now know was a major put on in communist China to shut down Hong Kong and Taiwan. And Xi Jinping's basically admitted that now. So that's all coming up today, and just incredible developments. Democrats caught on tape saying nothing opens up until after the election. And it's still not going to open up. Once these cult leaders get a mask on your face, they never take them off.
And Fauci says Americans need to hunker down for fall and winter, and no, it's never going to end. Oh, he's such a little lying piece of crap.
And there's some other good news. Big tech companies reconsider relying on SPLC after hearing about scandals and terror attacks that they run, and their billions of bucks offshore, and how they're run by foreign intelligence agencies. SPLC is in Google, Facebook, Twitter. They run all the moderation. Hundreds of thousands of people trained by them. That's all coming up. And a lot of campaign trail news. And like I said, if you think 10-year-old girls twerking in front of men who then let them commit crimes because they're sexually attracted to them, it's so disgusting. If you think that's bad, they're distracting with this show, Cuties. They've got stuff on Netflix where, again, 10-year-old boys are having sex with full-grown men. Pedophilia just absolutely in your face. And they use something like Cuties. It's bad, but it's like low-level compared to the hardcore stuff that's on there. That's how they distract. And then that ties into all the hardcore stuff. And we also have the NFL. The Texans refused to even take the field during the Star Spangled Banner. And the other team took their knees and all this crap for diversity because America's bad. Then Lululemon said capitalism in America's bad. And guess where they make their stuff? China. I mean, it's like saying Stalin comes out against communism or something. It's ridiculous. These companies are so evil, so bad. And then we wonder why a bunch of followers, a bunch of NFL players are told by their corporate sponsors do that. So they do it for money, 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 money. Well, then don't give the NFL your money. It's been fake forever. Oh, the games are real, but it's all empty. It's all a joke, and it robs manhood. Everybody thinks boxing is manhood, or the NFL is manhood, or baseball is manhood. No, that's a diversion. That's entertainment. Manhood's taking care of your children, working hard, loving God, standing up for what's right, having moral courage. And these people in sports are the worst of the worst of the worst. They don't have moral integrity. They don't have honor. They don't have strength. And they work for a system of true slave masters that run slave camps. Nike is the biggest apparel maker in areas known to have Christian, Muslim, and Buddhist slave labor. So does Lululemon. But they tell you decolonize gender, white people are bad, while they let the Chi-Coms run the slave camps. This is an evil organization. They're all evil because they're all financed by the big mega banks that are one mind, one satanic vision to destroy you and your family. All these subgroups want the loans, so they all follow the orders. They're your enemy, period. Period. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Out. It is September 11th. The year is 2020. Thank you for joining us on this live teleprompter-free Friday edition. So, the media is beating the drum. We knew they would do it. They were always going to blame the virus on Trump. The UN said months ago that the pandemic is over in China. The pandemic is over in Europe. It was never an epidemic, meaning enough numbers of people actually getting sick and dying. It was a pandemic, meaning a lot of people were testing positive, but they wanted to turn Europe and turn other areas back on, but they're never going to say that America can be turned back on. Even if Biden gets in, the plan is to lock us down. I'm going to show you some of those documents and some of those admissions. So it's all semantical manipulation, just like I've gone out, Penn and Teller have done it, many others have done it, Mark Dice has done it. You go out to any group, university students, adults, and you say, dihydrogen monoxide is running off into the creeks and rivers. You know, it's a big problem. We'd like to ban it. Almost everyone signs a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide. It's water. They'll also sign a petition to ban salt when you use the technical name, because to most people, science sounds scary. That's why Fauci says trust the science, because everything he's saying is a lie, and it's not science. And the UN and big media and big tech censor medical doctors saying you're not allowed to question the UN. The essence of the scientific method is being challenged. Your hypothesis, your postulates. But again, this is war on reality. So here's the president being asked about why he lied to the people. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
such
now?
Such a terrible question, and the phraseology. I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm. We can't be panicked. I knew that the tapes were there. These were a series of phone calls that we had, mostly phone calls. And Bob Woodward is somebody that I respect.
And it goes on from there. So we're talking 6 months ago. They're saying 2 to 4% are going to die. And Trump's like, yeah, it looks like it's nasty stuff. But then he came out and said, be calm, everything will be fine. We got therapeutics. Turned out it was totally exaggerated, a scam, a fraud, a con job, not a hoax. The virus is real. It can kill people. Any virus can kill you if you don't have the right vitamins and nutrients. That's why they're called essential. You don't have vitamin C, you can put somebody in a pod with no bacteria or viruses, and they'll die. Usually within 3 months with no vitamin C. It's essential. Same thing with D. And I know I keep harping. I know you know that. The fall and winter is coming. They're going to have real deaths for people locked inside, getting no vitamin D3 from the sun, and not having C and zinc. So you want to beat these murderers. Tell everyone you know, zinc, C, and D3. Like your life depends on it. We're going to get around to some fact sheets we're going to get up this weekend. I'm a little bit behind on it with medical doctor quotes and factoids. So you can print them off at InfoWars and share them with people. Just have like a one page with stuff on each side. Hand those out there. Put them on doors. Put them on cars. You do that, it'll save hundreds of thousands of lives. And these murderers won't have those deaths to then use to take all of our freedoms. So it's a win-win. But let's continue. Here's Fauci. Dr. Fauci says Americans need to hunker down for fall and winter, and then never shake hands again, and this is never going to end. Total fraud, but China, everybody else, done for business. Meanwhile, L.A. health director says schools won't reopen until after election. James Woods tweeted out and said, man, look how unhealthy she looks. And Snopes said it was a fake photo, which it wasn't. It was from Getty Images, but Snopes is God, and they said it was fake. Now, that's what these health directors really look like. And folks have put together montages of them all over the world looking like she could star in a zombie movie right now, no makeup needed. I mean, she looks like she just climbed out of a out of a coffin. Absolutely incredible. And we're going to get to more of that coming up. But let's continue. So Trump says he didn't lie about virus bombshell. Because he said, oh, yeah, it looks really nasty 6 months ago when we were seeing images of the apocalypse in China. Deadly stuff. Trump's own words bring focus back to virus. But now we know it isn't deadly. It's very, very rare to make somebody sick or kill somebody. Almost everybody is asymptomatic. So they think you're illogical and you don't know the difference of 6-7 months ago versus what the president says now. They're like, look at people at his rallies. They're not wearing masks. But then it's okay, Black Lives Matter, for them not to wear masks. It's all fraud. But here's some of the original information on it. Coronavirus, now a pandemic. How does that differ from an epidemic or outbreak? That was months and months ago. That's Yahoo News. Well, an epidemic means you're getting sick and dying. Pandemic just means a lot of people have the virus, which, again, most of it's false positives. Coronavirus clinically no longer exists in Italy, doctor says. That was back in June. COVID-19 will not soon lose status as epidemic under the CDC update. They changed it saying no one needs to be sick now to call it an epidemic. Who no longer uses pandemic category, but COVID-19 still an emergency? So the UN's not even calling it a global pandemic, meaning a lot of people have it. But in America, we still call it that because, again, it's only targeting us to keep us locked down. So that's how these scams work. Meanwhile, the CDC cloth mask used to stop COVID-19 will not stop wildfire smoke inhalation, even though the virus is much smaller than the average smoke particula. It's all fraud. The masks don't protect you. It's all pure crap. The medical masks are so the doctor doesn't breathe anything he has onto an open patient having surgery, and that's a good thing, so they don't cough or spit or sneeze onto you. They've also got a visor to protect their eyes if they're sawing bone or whatever. But the idea of walking around with gloves is just as dirty as your hands and then wearing these stupid masks. It's all placebo. But here she is. We got the audio. L.A. public health director caught on tape saying schools will stay shut until after the election. KTLA 600 has the audio. But again, all these photos show what she really looks like. She looks like she has 0% fat and has been in a concentration camp under Hitler. But I have the Associated Press attacking, saying it's doctored. She looks great. She looks super duper healthy. Photo edited to make L.A. County Health Director appear sick. Really? Go watch video of her press conference a few days ago. She looks even worse. I've never seen someone walking around looks this bad. She looks like she's starving more than little African children that are in a huge drought and that die. Again, World War Z, no makeup needed. She can be a zombie right now. But, oh, Snopes says, Snopes is God. Snopes says she looks like Marilyn Monroe. False claim. Photo of L.A. County Health Director Barbara Ferrer shows her looking unwell. No, just look at her. From a Getty's photo on InfoWars. Why, she looks great. Here's some more of these women. Dr. Kim Schott, please. Here's Dr. Beth Bell, CDC. Looks like she's like the same space alien or something. Look at this woman, Belgian health minister, Maggie DeBlock. Boy, didn't know Jabba the Hutt had a sister. Barbara Garcia, director of San Francisco Department of Public Health. Looks like Nadler's sister. San Francisco Public Health. All these guys look like demons. Why do they all look like they're dying? Because you reap what you sow, and those that live by medical tyranny die by medical tyranny. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final equation. There is an extremely predatory group of people that go out of their way and even destroy their own self-interest and their own children to dumb people down, mutate people, poison people, and turn us against each other, setting us up for an end-of-planet event. Now, the Bible says an off-world entity was marooned here by the Creator, and because we have free will, that entity is allowed to try to trick us and destroy ourselves. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He was cast out of heaven. And now all the mathematics and all the science show all these dimensions above, below, and around us in the multiverses. And I can tell you, as I've been telling you for 20 plus years, none of the globalists, not the Rockefellers, not the Rothschilds, not Elon Musk, none of them believe that there's not other entities and a controller that they're rebelling against that they believe they're going to break free from. And you notice Elon Musk came out about 6 months after I was on Joe Rogan, 3 years ago, on episode 9/11, and he basically repeated everything I said about the establishment and what they believe. This is what they believe. So when I tell you all of this, it's very, very important for you to not just think that I'm here making this up. Yes, it's fantastical. Yes, it's crazy. But until you pull back and look at it, it's not human. This is not being done for us. And so a lot of people go along with the system thinking that having a bigger house, having more money, having a better car, that's the final symbol of success. And it's not. You have to understand that we have this ancient species that we come from into the future, and maintaining that species integrity is the most important thing, because it is cultural, spiritual death to allow that chain to be broken. And it gets into the laws of nature and the fact that things come in threes, and a lot of understanding that I've not read in books, but that I have come to know. And it's extremely important that people know this information, and it's why they want us off the air. But they metaphysically have to be very careful how they do it. They need to trick us into sabotaging ourselves, or trick someone else into killing us. They themselves are blocked by God's rules from moving against us and moving against you, if you understand that spiritual dominion, that spiritual deed that you have over the enemy. So everything the enemy does is to hurt us and to make us depressed and make us kill ourselves and make us give up. But if you realize that that is all a put on and a rope-a-dope and a scam, and just open the connection to God and the infinite and just ask God to defend you, then the gates of hell will not prevail against us. But you look at the people that serve Satan, Soros and the Clintons and all these other people, they know what they're doing. And they've been put in power because they're weak. They're not elites. You call them elites, that's the name they have for themselves. They're not. They are jokes. They are slaves. And the people that follow them at a primitive level believe that there's a social contract, even though they don't know what that is, that term, and they believe these are leaders that really care about them. And it's up to us that are leaders to understand that the people following Satan's plan are slaves, and they're trying to lead other people into slavery, and that we have a responsibility not to just sit there and complain about this, but to challenge the enemy and to occupy and to conquer the land metaphysically. So I'm going to stop preaching and get back into all the news, because there's plenty of it today. And I want to get into the history of 9/11 and where all that's going and so much more. But think about the gaslighting, the brainwashing of Nadler saying no such thing as Antifa, or that Antifa are peaceful. Well, they're calling these guys that were trying to chase down and kill Rittenhouse victims and heroes who survived a massacre. I mean, that's all upside down world. But look at Nadler. I mean, if you chose one out of 50,000 people to physically look like a cartoon character, the image of weakness is him. But it's because the spirit shines out through the genetics and manifests in that. That's the enemy's top general? That's a slave. And look at this woman. L.A. public health director caught on tape saying schools will stay shut until after the election. Well, of course they will. Let's go ahead and play a clip of her saying that at KT L.A. God, here it is.
We don't realistically anticipate that we would be moving to either Tier 2 or to reopening K-12 schools at least through November.
Now, you can type in her name, Barbara Ferrer, F-E-R-R-E-R, and the photos are so horrific. I mean, she looks like my grandmother's dead body at 92. And Snopes says she looks like Marilyn Monroe. Now, imagine that level of gaslighting that they say Getty's photos are fake. And all we're saying is, why do all these health directors, there's a real photo of her. That's a real photo of the L.A. health director, Barbara Ferrer. And then that's what James Woods did. James Woods then morphed it and turned. What a horrible person. No, no, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that's a real video still that James Woods put up. That's what she looks like. I mean, you wouldn't take advice from her about a car, about medicine. You wouldn't take advice from her. You'd say, damn, lady, are you okay? Are you stage 4 terminal cancer? I mean, I've seen a lot of my dead family laying there when they're dead. And she looks worse than all of them. The very worst. She looks worse than all the dead bodies I've ever seen. And the reason I'm obsessing over this is, they're telling you, look at her, she's beautiful. And then people go around and they look at all the other health department photos of these people, and they almost all look like they came from some type of Hellraiser dimension. And it's because, folks, these are the types of garbage that want to force inoculate you. These are the types of garbage that Soros puts in. He didn't just put in district attorneys all over the country. He put these people in. This is who Bill Gates puts in. And they're coming for you. Because they're already dead inside and they want you to die now. They want to stick it in you. They want to stick their metal proboscis into your body and attack your DNA and turn off your 8th chromosome so you can join them. Join their god.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces."
We are back live, my friends. I am your host, Alex Jones, as old Kenny Rogers brings us in.
So if you don't mind my saying, I can see.
All right, I've only covered one stack of news. Not even cover all of that stack, but it's the biggest stack. Let me do this. Let me get into the pedophile stuff, even though I don't want to, and I know you don't want to hear this either, but we have to do it. Because they want to slowly bring this out and desensitize us so that we just give in to it. Instead, we need to get enraged, angry, focused, and expose them and use the pain to save these children. Because believe me, I could study 10 hours a day and not know one-tenth of what's going on. It's so massive. I mean, it's the total satanic takeover. Of course they want our children. Of course they want our future. Of course that's what these demons want to target. And it's a satanic invasion. And I get it. It makes me want to run to a farm somewhere and try to buy 100 acres and just never leave it. They're going to come to your farm, folks. You're not going to get away. Believe me, I know what you're thinking because I'm thinking the exact same thing. I'm not judging you. But you think I want to be on air? You think I want to sit around in Austin, Texas? You think I want to fight these people? I want to be away from them. But that's not how it works. You know, we're supposed to be like Christ. Not comparing ourselves to Christ, but be Christ-like. And you think Christ wanted to beam into the middle of all that and then be tortured and go through all that hell and take on all the sins and do something we couldn't even imagine? No, we have to be Christ-like. And so, you know, I almost want to apologize getting into this on air. But it has to be done. And again, we have a lot of great TV affiliates pick us up and radio stations. And a couple of years ago, they would call up the affiliate director, John Harmon, and Scott Bronson, and they'd say, hey, you really can't read that police report on air. That's not for even adult audiences. And I would instruct them to say, oh, yeah, Mr. Jones agrees, but this is happening to children. And people kind of got it. They're like, yeah, I guess. I mean, we show videos of drag queen pedophile time where men have glitter on their genitals. You know, the stations call up and they go, can you just not say penis? You think I want to say that? You think I want to look at a guy in Austin with a huge genitals with glitter on it, with little kids hugging him? It's pedophilia out in the open. I got children. You think I like that? I get it. It shouldn't be on air. I shouldn't air what I'm about to air. But I should, shouldn't I? Because if adults, they know what they're doing. The psychologists know. In adults, they can make us just give up and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Then they got the feel, don't they? If they can run us off because we're scared to engage and face what they're doing, well, how do you expect the cops to go in and get all the snuff film videos and watch them and then go track down who did it and then bring it forward and then deal with the powerful people behind the folks that are doing all this? How do you expect the cops to watch this stuff that's 100 times worse than I'm about to show you? When the pedophiles and the perverts are on TV at city councils saying, we're going to get your kids, we're grooming them. So I'm not up here lecturing our listeners or viewers or TV stations. I am torn by this as well. But I think we've all come to the consensus that we have to face this, no matter how horrible it is. Don't just stick a gun in your head and get out of here and leave the children. No, fight these monsters. Don't commit suicide. Don't give up. Don't let their evil demoralize you and make you give up. Use that and say, God, I need you. I'm not strong enough. And God will give you the power. Don't worry. But careful what you ask for. Because with great knowledge comes great sorrow. You know, I could play you like 10 clips of them saying they're going to groom our kids on TV and giggling about it. We're going to get to it here in just a moment. All the media saying, oh, the virtuous pedophiles are such good people. They just love children. And it comes out in national, international news that they place tens of thousands of children with pedophiles taken from good family homes. Because the German pedophile network run by the Socialist Party and by Merkel's National Democrat Party said the ultimate love is an adult having sex with a child. And we'll form a new family with adults having sex with children. What the hell? That's in Der Spiegel. That's in DW.com. That's on national TV. And it's just a story once or twice, and you never hear about it again. Industrial level child protective services feeding children to pedophiles. And that's just one big story. And I knew the tactics, you know, 3-4 months ago when that first broke. Talked about one psychiatrist in Berlin handing hundreds of children over to dozens of pedophiles. And I said, that's one guy. You watch. It's a nationwide international network. It'll be tens of thousands. And it came out a week later, 30,000 children placed with rapists as young as 3 years of age. Excuse me, 2 years of age. There it is. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe. And then it got worse than that. So what I'm telling you is you can't hide. This is a religion. And remember, roughly half the children that get raped turn into pedophiles or something that is close to it, or at least collaborators with it. So again, vampires aren't real, but the spirit is real. How does a vampire make more vampires? It doesn't have babies. It infects someone with the spiritual evil. And that's how they're rising up, and they built this huge army of pedophiles, and they want more. They want to destroy the family. They want to drug your children. They want to sterilize your boys. They want to destroy creation because they hate God's creation. I'll tell you what, I'll start the next hour and I'll play these clips. I'll get into it. Viewer discretion is advised. Just remember this separately. The supply chains are breaking down worldwide. The third world is starving at double the rate they were. China's buying up all the commodities and refusing to ship them, which is fine. Theirs is so tainted. But major supply chains are breaking down. Food lines are starting. Food shortages are beginning. A lot of farms were unable to produce, tried to destroy what they had. Reserves are running out. And I believe that you will end up seeing major runs on food, if not late this year, early next year. But regardless of all the craziness in the world today and all the destabilization you see, I think one of the smartest things for me to recommend to yourself and everybody else is high-quality storable foods. We have the biggest storable food company in the United States. They're only 13 years old. They became the biggest within 5 years because of quality and the lowest prices. Can you find stuff that's even more gourmet that costs 4 or 5 times more? Absolutely. Literally 4 or 5 times more. This is like a third of what the grocery store cost, and it's really good. Some of it tastes amazing. It's really delicious. Some of it's okay, but it lasts 25 years. The packaging is amazing. It's what I've chosen for my family, the biggest bang for the buck, and I bought it for family as well. I have bought more than 10 one-year supplies from this same group in the last 10 years. And when it gets like 5 years old, it's still perfectly good. I just give it to the homeless shelter, give it to family, and it's still all completely good. And I personally have a 3-year food supply for my family right now in my attic and in my garage. And I'm probably going to go ahead and just buy more because it's a checkbox you've got to check off. But whether it's a month you get, 3 months, 6 months, they have specialty foods, all of it. I would get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com right now, ladies and gentlemen, because there's only 1 to 2 week waits now. It's fresh packed right now. I mean, really, they're shipping in like 4 or 5 days on average. They said, let's just say 1 to 2 weeks. And you get it, and you got it, and it's got these great tote containers that if you go to Walmart or someone try to buy plastic containers, they cost as much as this does with the food in it, with the markup. It's the same nice big latches and plastic tops and sealed and then the great containers inside it. And believe me, portability, mobility, packaging is very important. It's secondary to what's in it, but if it doesn't last and it's not contained and it's not something you just throw in the back of a pickup truck in a rainstorm, whatever you bury if you need to make sure it's not at the water table because it can still seep in, but if it's above the water table, say like there's a hill on your property, you can bury it up in that. It's or you own a barn, have a false floor, whatever. The point is that hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I will get your orders in now ahead of this election. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got some great new products we've launched, too, at DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad's new company, and it's got the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash and a bunch of other great products like Rocket Rest and others at DrJonesNaturals.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.